TED Audio Collective.
I learn so much from my nieces and nephew, including their Gen Z slang, which they're kind enough to clue me in on. For instance, they taught me what Riz was long before it became the Oxford Dictionary word of the year. It's basically charisma plus, and I love it, despite my failed attempts to use it correctly in a sentence. I always have my ears open for new ways of expressing myself. I think it comes in part from my experience working across many different industries, academia, consulting, nonprofits. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that being multilingual means something broader than you might think. I'm Madhupa Akinola. This is TED Business. Our speaker today is Rosita Najmi. She's vice president of the UPS Foundation, and she has spent the last 20 years working in both the corporate and nonprofit sectors. In this talk, Rosita tells us what being a multilingual leader means to her. Then, after the talk, I'll share my experience of learning how to be a successful communicator. But first, a quick break.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, I'm Frances Fry.
And I'm Ann Morris.
And we are the hosts of a new TED podcast called Fixable.
We've helped leaders at some of the world's most competitive companies solve all kinds of problems.
On our show, we'll pull back the curtain and give you the type of honest, unfiltered advice we usually reserve for top executives.
Maybe you have a coworker with boundary issues, or you want to know how to inspire and motivate your team.
Give us a call, and we'll help you solve the problems you're stuck on.
Find Fixable wherever you listen.
As an Iranian refugee who grew up in rural East Tennessee, and someone who studied, lived, and worked in over 30 countries, I thought I knew how to navigate across cultures and languages. I was wrong. There I was, day one of business school, getting my bearings and hearing an alien language. It wasn't English, French, or my native Persian. It was a bouillabaisse of languages, jargon from across the organizational multiverse. The corporate world, the nonprofit sphere, international development, and the public sector. It was weird. In business school, I thought I'd learn about leadership styles. What I found were leadership languages. And I learned that by becoming conversant in these languages, that I could communicate with and contribute to all of these worlds. So, how does one become multilingual? Here's my story. In college, I went to West Africa to study microfinance and economic empowerment. Seeing a large public health need, I co-founded and led a nonprofit, collecting medical supplies and money. We saw what collective action could yield, and we were creative with our advocacy and our fundraising, with campaigns like Band-Aids for Benin. Along the way, I studied different leadership styles: autocratic, democratic, laissez-faire, servant, collaborative, transformational, and more. I read books, attended trainings, and I even had the privilege to study with some of the greats and to work with General Colin Powell and Dr. Maya Angelou. After all of this, I became convinced that there's no best type of leadership. So many of us just default to one style or another, similar to how we're born with our native tongue. But this default style doesn't work in every situation. Many leaders obsess over leadership style when really they just need to get over themselves. Sorry, leader, it's not about you. What's more useful is to adapt and personalize your leadership to be the leader the situation and the people involved need. It's not so much style as language, the living vernacular of each discrete community and culture. The successful leader will aspire to be multilingual, to speak fluently with all groups, and to translate among them. In 2012, while working at the Omidyar Network, I was one of the sponsors of a two-year study of 12 impact investing funds. One of the ahas of this project was that the most successful funds were those led by multilingual leaders, people that could communicate across the corporate, nonprofit, philanthropic, and public policy perspectives. These leaders also made sure that others on their team were multilingual. This came to me as a bit of a surprise. I expected the secret sauce to be in sophisticated financial modeling or some other type of complex analysis. According to the study, the multilingual leader will describe their work as being unremittingly financially driven, business speak, moving the needle on social and environmental challenges, nonprofit and philanthropic speak, while addressing systemic market failures, public policy speak. The study further found the need to be conversant into four industry languages. Those are finance, nonprofit, government, and international development. The multilingual leader was something that seemed very familiar to me. This really rang true based on my own experience of patchworks across these sectors. And it took me back to that first weird day in business school. Now that we've described the how, let us turn to the what. Where should leaders focus? I will modestly propose three topics that cut across issues, and together we'll double-click on one of them. Data, climate, power. How each of these sectors measure the impact, and even the timing, the tempo, and the tools that they use for each could not be more different. Say you're the private sector at one end. You have accounting on a daily, a weekly, a monthly, and quarterly increments. The public sector, you're working on multi-year election cycles. The nonprofit and philanthropic sector, well, you may give yourself 15 years or even a generation to reach a goal. Yet all of these sectors must come together to reach these outcomes. To make it real, let's look together about how these sectors can come together to address power with a focus on gender equality. Say you're a public sector leader. You have the unique ability to create equity, a level playing field so everyone has a fair shot. You can create regulations and incentives to increase the use of gender data. You can set goals for women on boards and in public office. You can practice gender budgeting, and you can mandate paid care. Say you're a leader in the business sector. You can design products and services that unleash the economic power of the female customer. You can fortify and diversify your supply chain with women-owned businesses. And you can invest in your female talent pipeline with pay equity and leadership opportunities so that your corporate decisions are more inclusive. Or maybe you work in philanthropy or international development. You can help remove the barriers, whether formal or informal, that influence how power is distributed. You can fund the research and training that both the public and the private sector need to do their part. You can fund campaigns and grassroots efforts that influence social and cultural norms. And you can help get women in decision-making roles in their households, in their communities, in their countries, and in economies. The multilingual leader can be conversant and use the languages of all of these sectors to identify the root causes and then collaborate together to find the solutions to these complex issues. So here is over 20 years of experience distilled into one sentence. Don't fret over your leadership styles. Focus on your leadership languages. So over to you, leader. Which languages are you going to learn next? Thank you.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
Support for TED Business comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/tedbusiness. That's odoo.com/tedbusiness. Odoo, modern management made simple.
I love how Rosita really encourages us to have a more flexible approach to language. Rosita shows us how leadership language is a currency. Like she said, it's the secret sauce to getting things done across many different sectors. Working in academia, I've had to learn its particular leadership language. The emphasis for an academic such as myself is publishing research. And for what I study, that often means finding new and exciting ways to collect large sets of data. Now, I work in a big institution, one that has finite resources that need to be shared across the many different researchers who work here. When I want to convince my dean to invest in my research by either acquiring a new piece of equipment or building out a lab, I know that I have to emphasize the collective impact of this kind of investment. I have over 150 colleagues, some of whom are my collaborators. I have to show that what I'm asking for is going to benefit more than just me, that other professors and their graduate students will be able to use that new equipment or dataset or learn a new technology that they can incorporate into their own research. When I'm engaging in academic leadership language, I really emphasize that my need will lift the overall level of scholarship for the institution. These conversations aren't a huge departure from the ones I had when working in consulting or banking, but speaking the language of this particular context of academia is what makes the difference. That's it for today. TED Business is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Hannah Kingsley Ma, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Maria Lajas, Farah DeGrunge, Corey Hajim, Daniela Balarezo, and Michelle Quint. I'm Madhupa Akinola. Talk to you again next week.